This is Ask Pastor John, and we're gathered here at Bethlehem with 5 guys to help me by praying for me and listening to me and maybe remind me some things that I can't think of. The way this works is that the folks at Desiring God have put together questions that look like this. I've never seen these before, and I'm supposed to give brief answers to these to see if I can say something helpful. And I do pray, we did pray together, that God would give me biblical insight and wisdom so that what I say is not just interesting, but hopefully life-giving and faith-strengthening. So here we go. How do you respond to the idea that it is important to a strong church community that there be only one service? Okay, Mark Dever, here we go. I think Mark Dever is the one who has argued this most clearly, and he's such a good friend, and we've talked about this before. Nothing I say here directly to him or about him will be the least surprising to him or offensive to him. My read is that Mark will probably eventually change his mind about this because he will have to. Once his church, you know, on a good Sunday is what, 800, 900, 1,000? I don't know how many they can pack into that Capitol Hill Baptist. But if they want to keep winning people to Christ who want to come and hear the Word of God as it's preached, they will have to do one of these things. Multiply services, which he says is a bad idea. Plant churches so that there's a new church that comes into being that takes people away. Do campusing, this is what we've chosen to do, or build a very larger building, which they don't have any room there to do. Now, my guess is that unless they can go against everything I've discovered from my experience, they won't be able to solve the growth problem with church planting, and therefore will be compelled to do multiple services or campusing or build. And building looks really hard where they are, and which is why some churches are driven out of the city to the suburbs. I hope, of course, that Mark doesn't do that. So I just think practically, it's not going to work to maintain this conviction. Now, the question wasn't whether it would work or not. The question was, is it important to a strong church community but that there be only one service? I think once a church is reaching 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, there isn't a strong community in the sense of knowing people, and therefore for that church to begin to meet in several times or places doesn't alter the personal relationships. It may alter the feel of how good it is when we're all together, which I doubt is of the essence of what biblical community is, that good feeling when you're all together in one place at one time. I think the essence of biblical community, our biblical church community and unity, hangs on a unity of eldership, a unity of teaching, a unity of philosophy of ministry, and then within the church, very significant clusters of relationships that are biblically life-giving, involve all the one another commands that the Bible clearly has. And you do those in some kind of smaller gathering. Call it small groups, call it cell groups, call it fellowship groups, call it shepherding groups, call it mid-sized Sunday school classes, whatever. Those are the places where you get to know people and where you get to fulfill the biblical commands of community. So, no, I don't think being in one service does offer the only way to be an appropriately biblical, strong church community. In fact, I would add one more thing. I think And Mark is a way better evangelist than I am, which is why he's going to come talk at the pastor's conference about evangelism. I think there will start to be a tacit pressure not to bring new people in if you are communicating the supreme value of having everybody in one service. The pressure will be on, don't make it harder to do this. Mark wouldn't want me to hear me say that, but I think that's where it will lead.